Editor's note. This article has been updated from the original to include court information. Sunder. A Red Deer man previously charged with numerous offenses including break and enter, theft and mischief over an early morning New Year's Day incident in the area had several charges withdrawn and is now partway through serving an 8-month probationary sentence issued in June. According to information received from Alberta Court Checks, Tyler Kellington was conditionally discharged and sentenced to an 8-month probationary period over the charges of mischief causing damage under $5,000 as well as theft under $5,000. Additionally, he was ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $9,421 over the charge of mischief causing damage. The following charges were also withdrawn. Break and enter with intent. Mischief causing damage over $5,000. Possession of property under $5,000. And possessing break-in instruments. At 3:59 a.m. on January 1, Sunder RCMP received a report of a break and enter in progress at the Plains Midstream Tank Farm north of town off of Highway 22, said Sunder RCMP Corporal Joe Mandel. Police were in the vicinity and immediately attended the area. The officer located fresh footprints in the snow and discovered the chain link fence had been cut and followed drag marks where he located a lone male attempting to hide. The suspect was subsequently taken into custody without incident, he said. A large amount of copper wire was seized close to where the male was hiding. Tyler Kellington, 32, of Red Deer, was charged with several criminal code offenses including break and enter, mischief and theft. Kellington was brought before a justice of the peace, where he was released on a $2,000 promise to pay release order in which he was ordered to appear in provincial court in Didsbury on February 1 to speak to the allegations. Mandel, who was on night shift from December 24-26, said, "It was pretty quiet in Sunder over Christmas. Members did conduct a check stop on New Year's Eve for a couple of hours," Mandel added. The corporal said that out of 56 drivers checked, 52 were given mandatory alcohol screening. The vast majority, 92%, blew zero, while three drivers blew under the legal limit. One driver, however, received an immediate roadside sanction, he said. Other local emergency services reported no serious incidents between Christmas and New Year's, from December 24 to January 1. The situation seemed even more quiet for local firefighters. The call volume was low, said the Sunder Fire Department's acting chief Alex Clues, adding, nothing significant happened and that there were no fires or motor vehicle collisions attended to. It was pretty quiet, which is always a good thing, said Clues. There were fewer than half a dozen calls throughout the week, and were mostly emergency medical assists, he said. It was good, everybody was safe, and our guys got to spend time with their families. Although ongoing, the department's effort to restructure after the departure of former Chief Marty Butts late last summer has been hampered by the pandemic, he said. In the new year, we're gonna hit the ground running on training, COVID permitting, as much as we can, he said. The direction of the department's looking great, he said. We got a great group of guys. Once restrictions are eased, Clues said recruitment efforts will once again ramp up. We haven't been able to bring anybody else on yet. Just due to COVID restrictions, we can't get our interviews and everything done yet, he said. We're kind of just on hold until all the COVID stuff is lifted.